Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hello, you're listening to a Stay Healthy podcast on Vectis Radio. Today, I'll be talking about faith. The other day, I had a rare opportunity to consider the word faith. I was chatting with a dear friend, sharing a cuppa and a nice piece of cake, and we started chatting about faith and what it meant to us. We considered faith in the context of religion, spiritual beliefs, and then went on to chat about faith in other contexts too. What is faith, and what types of faith are there? Well, I admit we were both rather surprised during our conversation. When you chat to most people and ask them what faith means to them, you always get differing answers, although to be fair, they always seem to consist of trust in some way, shape or form. I guess in these strange times we find ourselves in now, it's so natural to need to have faith in something. Faith is a strong belief that someone will achieve something or that something will happen, a kind of devotional belief, whereas trust is about believing that the person has the ability to achieve something. I know that may sound a bit odd, and yes, indeed it is, but defining faith is such a difficult thing to do as an overall general thing. Faith is such a personal thing. We're all individuals with differing beliefs, values and norms. For example, when you first meet someone, do you automatically have faith in them? Generally not. It's when you get to know them more, and as your relationship grows, you begin to understand what makes them tick. You learn about their values and their aspirations in life. You begin to have faith in certain elements of their being. You also begin to trust their rationales, their way of working, and develop faith in them. So, faith could be essentially about believing and trusting in someone or something. People talk about leap of faith. Strange use of words, I agree. In this context, they mean having the confidence to move forward, make decisions and change, perhaps in a drastically new way than before. Everybody has faith in something. It's really important to show faith in others and also demonstrate your faith to others. So when the going gets tough, most people rely on some type of faith to get them through those times of hardship or trauma. When you show faith in someone or something, you're encouraging others to show faith too. Restoring trust and faith when things go wrong can be tricky, but it's possible to rebuild faith, it truly is. Forgiving the person for their mistake or whatever it was that caused you to lose faith, to rebuilding trust and starting the journey for you to rebuild your faith in them. Maybe different than before, but do give it a try. Saying two words, "I'm sorry," goes such a long way in my humble opinion. Broken trust can be restored. Faith isn't such a human thing either. If you think about it, our pets and other wildlife we care for have faith that we will not harm them when we're near them, that we will make sure they're cared for, and that creates trust, doesn't it? Faith can work in mysterious ways too. For example, walking a new path in life, taking a leap of faith as we discussed earlier. It could only lead you to pastures new, but also a new way of living. It could be exciting. Martin Luther King once said, "Faith is taking the first step even when you cannot see the whole staircase." That's it for now. Keep the faith and take care of yourselves. Listen out for the next Stay Healthy podcast. My name is Kitty.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.